Hey everybody, Steve here with another podcast episode. And for this episode, I want to talk a little bit about the process of drum shell aging. And for many, many years, for decades, there's been a conversation about this. And the bottom line is, yes, in fact, just like any other acoustic instrument, drum shells do age. And in my opinion, the sound changes as they age. And some would say it gets better. I would say it gets different. And I also would qualify it by saying I think the sound also gets better, in that the drum itself, as that wood ages, the shell will take on other characteristics of warmth, and it's just part of the aging process. The same is true with any acoustic instrument, such as an acoustic guitar or a fine violin, viola, cello, upright bass, anything along those lines. As that wood ages, the instrument gets warmer, richer, fuller sounding, develops its own unique, distinct character. Especially so in the case of string instruments, of course, violins, violas, cellos, basses. It's a very, very important factor. Acoustic guitars as well. But the same is true with drums, but to different degrees. The standard type of a drum shell, which is made with several different plies of wood, plywood basically, with a lot of glue in between each one of those thin plies, that's going to take some of the inherent tonal quality and resonance out of the instrument, because there's so much glue between the layers. So as a result, as the wood ages, I would argue that although those drums will in fact be enhanced and improve, in my mind, the tonal quality and the character with age, they won't improve as much as something that is the likes of a Craviato solid steam bent shell, where you're dealing there with very little glue, basically just the glue at the scarf joint. And as a result, you've got a purer piece of wood that's more likely to develop enhanced characteristics and tonalities as that wood ages. And it will be more noticeable with a solid steam bent shell than it will be with a plywood drum, just because of the nature of the way the shell is constructed and the fact that there's less glue on a solid shell, and it is, in fact, a solid piece of resonating wood. It's going to make a difference. And one of the best examples of that I can think of is at the Jazz Showcase here in Chicago, many, many years ago, one of the very first Craviato kits, Johnny started making solid shell kits in 06, and in early 2007, I put a kit into the Jazz Showcase as the house kit, and we support that kit. That set's been in there now for 8 years. And a friend of mine, Carmen Nintori Jr., who is also a Craviato artist, very fine player out of the New York area, plays with wonderful, wonderful people, including the great Pat Martino and Joey DeFrancesco and many, many others. But Carmen was out in Chicago playing at the Jazz Showcase, and his comment, he is a Craviato artist and has a walnut kit, and he loves it. He played the house kit, and his comment was that set sounds so warm and almost chocolatey, the sound of that kit. It's just incredible. And as fine as his kit is, which he took delivery of a few months ago, the fact that this set has aged now 8 years has given it some really, really distinct, unique characteristics and tonal qualities. So the nature of all of this is just a very simple thing, a very simple point. Yes, in fact, drum shells do age like other instruments age, and they get sonically different and develop nice additional warmth, characteristics of tonality improve over time. But I guess my point here to you is that does happen, in fact, with plywood shell kits, but it happens to a much greater extent with what I feel are even more pleasing results on a solid shell kit. Again, because there's one piece of wood resonating there without a lot of glue, so it's going to be more apparent and more obvious on a solid shell than it will be on a plywood shell. But in either case, your set will age, and in my opinion, improve with age, and you'll be able to enjoy it for many, many years, because that aging process continues as the wood is there on the drums. The wood is there on the drums. It's going to age. If you treat the drums well, care for them, Don't put them through traumatic climate changes if at all possible. Treat them well. Let them age, and the sound will be beautiful, and you'll enjoy it for many, many, many years, decades even. So, I hope you enjoyed that podcast. Of course, if you have any questions, you can always reach me directly at vintagedrums@aol.com. That's the easiest way to reach me. And, of course, you can always visit us on the web at maxwelldrums.com, see everything we've got. And also feel free to email me with other podcast topics that you'd like for me to cover. Thanks.